Hey, on that screen last night that you got the touchdown on, you've really struggled in that phase this year. What do you think's gone wrong up to that point, and what went right on the touchdown?
Really, when you go back and kind of take a look at just overall, you know, as far as our execution in the screen game, I think it's certainly improving. I think, number one, everyone has to be on the same page as far as what we're trying to accomplish when we run a screen. Obviously, it has to be a concept that, you know, the defense, they see it on tape as just a, you know, a pass concept, and obviously then the screen is involved in that. So I think number one is just overall execution, everyone on the same page, understanding their responsibility and assignments to put ourselves in a position to execute it.
Edgar, what do you think of Spriggs?
Did some good things, but he also had some areas that we got to clean up. You know, we had a couple of repeat mistakes in the run game that we could have cleaned that week. Well, we did clean that up. And so pass game-wise, he did a good job overall. From a finish standpoint, you saw him pushing the pile, and he was very aggressive from that standpoint. So he did some positive things. We just got to build on the positives and make sure that we don't have any repeat mistakes.
You comfortable with him going forward?
Definitely.
Edgar, on the first play of your last possession when Huntley got sacked and took the hit in the head, that was a three-man rush, right? Was Watt just spying him on that?
You know, I mean, it looked that way. As far as three-man rush, you know, we refer to that as Zeke when they only bring three guys. But it looks like he was maybe dropping in coverage and then obviously just kind of reading the QB, and then he reacted. And so that's pretty much what happened on that play. I mean, he reacted. He ended up doing a delay blitz. Or rush, I should say, not blitz, rush.
So they had dropped eight, including him. I assume there was nothing open in that situation?
We had some windows. We had some windows. But, again, it was one of those situations where, you know, from a route running standpoint, decision standpoint, we just got to be on the same page.
Your running game's been, you know, pretty consistently making something. Not a ton. Obviously, Jamal had the 12-yarder last night, but nothing really beyond that. I guess, what do you think you've been accomplishing the last few weeks? Are you happy with that, or do you need more?
Well, we definitely need more. You know, that's always the approach as far as there's areas that we can improve on. I think last night, more than anything else, we could have been a little bit more productive. You know, as far as the comment I made earlier, as far as some of the, you know, repeat mistakes, we clean those up in the run game. We're more productive in the run game from last night. But when you go back and you kind of look at just the play style of it, our guys were physical. They finished. You know, the backs, Jamal, he did a really nice job running with his pad level, decisive, finishing the runs off, falling forward. So those are some of the things that kind of stood out. But we certainly could have been more productive last night.
What did you think of when you went to the jumbo package with the extra offensive linemen? How did you feel that worked?
We had some opportunities, but obviously we got to clean a couple of things up and execute it a lot better. But we had the looks that we thought we would get. We just needed to execute a little bit better in that personnel grouping.
How do you feel Jamal's handling the workload? He's had, you know, two dozen touches, really, I guess, two games in a row now. How do you feel so far with that?
I think he's handling it well, I know he's excited to get that opportunity. Obviously, coming in as a rookie and jumping out there initially and then not playing as much when the season first started and now getting an opportunity, I think he's making the most of those opportunities. I think when you go back and you kind of look at what he's been able to accomplish in really all three areas, from a runner as well as pass protection and catching the ball out of the backfield, I think he's been extremely consistent in all of those areas. And I think that's probably the number one thing that jumps out when you think about him and what he's been able to accomplish so far. Now, we got to continue to improve. We got to continue to build on some of the success that he's had. But he's certainly been more consistent. He's been a consistent player for us.
On that position where was the, you know, preceding Mason's missed field goal. The third down play where it looked like Brett was trying to take off up the middle. Ends up getting sacked. Was that the right read there, do you think? I mean, it looked like there was an opening there. Did it just close too soon, or how did you view that?
You know, I'll have to go back right now. That one doesn't stand out. I'll have to go back and look at that one. I just want to make sure I'm thinking of the exact same play that you are.
When they got in kind of that, I think it was sort of after you missed the field goal, and then I think you had 2-3 and outs right after that, and it looked like their defense was getting real aggressive at the front four. Did you guys kind of change your running game a little or do more misdirection that you sort of were able to do, or would you just able to come up with plays that were
well, better? You know, you give them some credit, you know, as far as, you know, you saw an increase in pressure. You know, they started bringing way more pressure off the slot. And the reason why they were doing that to, you know, stop the run. And so that kind of goes back to some of the things that we're able to do as far as, you know, you saw later in the game and making the most of, you know, some of the run options that we had in there. But then we would also throw some of the key routes to the receivers on the outside, you know, to combat that. And now we're putting our playmakers, putting the ball in their hands where they beat one defender and gain a first down. So you saw Jordy in that situation make a guy miss. You also actually saw him on a third down situation extend the ball past the sticks to convert Randall as well. So, you know, you have to have a way to combat when teams are bringing that type of edge pressure to try to shut down your run game.
You had two big plays after calling timeouts with a chance to, you know, talk to Brett and evaluate. Does that happen a lot where you can call a timeout and you must have seen something? You know, is that something that ultimately Brett will see that, or is that a totally a coach's thing?
I think we stayed on schedule as far as what our plan was going into the game. I think, you know, that probably stood out more than anything else. I mean, he did an outstanding job of his overall preparation throughout the week, and we stayed true to the plan. Obviously, at times you do make certain adjustments, like the you know, the points you made as far as when they started bringing a little bit more pressure than they've shown in the recent weeks. You make adjustments on the sideline and move on from that. But I think overall, he did a really nice job as far as knowing the plan, knowing what we wanted to get done going in the game, and he executed it extremely well.
Edgar, I think Spoon's talking about this. The second timeout is the one where he completes the fourth down throw, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, and then the other one was to Adams, I think. Did you call a timeout?
Okay, so going back to the fourth down. Okay, go back to the fourth down. I think it was fourth and four, and we're down in the red zone following a timeout. Having an understanding of, number one, we knew the play we wanted, and coming out of that timeout, so now we got a matchup situation where we got one of our best players on their player being Devontae and running something like an option route. And Brett sitting in that pocket, reading it out, making that throw. Throw and catch was outstanding. We got the conversion, which obviously put us in a position to put the ball in the end zone. So without a doubt, being on the same page, talking through it with the timeout, we're all seeing it the same way. It's a fourth down call, you know, a big play in the game. So obviously it helps with the communication.
You obviously can't call timeout before every crucial play.
Right.
And that fourth down play, they're bringing the blitz off the right slot.
Off the right slot, yes.
I mean, if you guys don't call timeout, it doesn't look like – I don't think Brett knew that was coming or didn't make the adjustment at the line of scrimmage like Aaron probably would have. Is that the challenge for you guys? Is, you know, his limitations, you know he's still growing, and sometimes you're going to have to – do that. I mean, you basically saved him on that play.
Well, obviously, I wouldn't say that, you know, he wasn't ready for that, okay, that particular look, because, you know, you go back and you look at some of the things they have shown on tape, and that was one of them that they have shown. And other teams have shown that as well. When you get into those empty type formations, how they're going to try to attack you, bringing pressure off the slot, the three receiver side versus the two receiver side. So they've shown, you know, that way of bringing pressure. We talk about edge pressure. So I can't really say that he wasn't prepared for it.
I meant in that instance, though, it didn't look like he had made an adjustment to stop that guy. Like, he was going to come flat free, as Dom likes to say.
Okay. No. Well, you can look at it a couple of different ways. We always have the option to throw hot. So that would obviously be one of the options if we don't make any adjustment from a protection standpoint.
One more. Was there a timeout before Adams' touchdown as well?
When you're saying the touchdown, the double move?
Yeah.
I don't recall if it was a timeout following that play.
Yeah, it was third down.
Okay. Okay, but it was.
I was just wondering if that was another situation where, you know, you guys saw something.
No, going into the week, the plan, you know, was in place, and we knew what we wanted to try to get done versus certain looks that we felt comfortable with. And that was one of those type situations on third down. Devontae running a great route and Brett going through his mechanics and placing the ball where only Devontae can make the play. And then obviously Devontae finished it off breaking tackles. He got to clean up the ball security part of things, but it was an outstanding run after the catch to put the ball in the end zone.
Well, great timeouts. Great job.
Well, you know, when you kind of go back and you look at, you know, some of the positives, I mean, that's part of it as well, as far as making sure that we're all on the same page so that, you know, when we get certain looks, we want to make sure we make the most of the opportunity. And that's what it's about.
Thank you.